Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 259, Anchor of the Soul. Hebrews 6:19. Listen carefully to this. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain. An anchor for the soul. The writer of Hebrews does not reach for that image by accident. He is writing to people who are being tossed by suffering, by doubt, by the slow exhaustion that comes when life refuses to settle. And he doesn't say, calm down. He doesn't say, try harder. He points to something already in place, something already cast, an anchor. Because anchors aren't for still water. Anchors are for when the storm arrives. And look at how he describes this anchor. Sure and steadfast. Those two words are not describing how you feel. They are describing the nature of hope itself. On the mornings you wake up feeling anything but stable, on the days when fear speaks louder than faith, the anchor does not depend on your emotional state. It is holding. It is set below. It is bearing your weight even when you cannot feel the line in your hands. But there is something even deeper here. The text says, this hope enters into the inner place behind the curtain. In the ancient temple, a thick curtain hung between the people and the most holy place, between them and the very presence of God. No one passed through it. No one could. But when Jesus died on the cross, that curtain was torn from top to bottom, not by human hands. And now our hope, anchored in him, enters the place that was once forever closed. It reaches all the way into the heart of God's presence. That means the anchor is not set in just any rock. It is set in Christ, our great high priest, enthroned at the right hand of the Father. This is not a vague feeling. This is not a positive thought that fades when the mood shifts. This is a person. This is Jesus. And he does not move. So when the waves come, and they come, my friend, they always come, the anchor doesn't stop them. You will still feel the rocking. You will still feel the wind. But what holds you is beyond any storm that can reach you. The waves can shake the vessel, but they do not get to choose your destination. Christ chooses your destination. Is there something in your life right now that has been leaving you adrift? A situation with no solid ground beneath it? A fear that won't quiet down? A loss that still aches? An uncertainty that refuses to resolve? Don't pretend it isn't there. Name it. Here is your call for today, and I want you to do this before breakfast, before you check your phone, before the day takes over. Find a quiet place and out loud, not in your head, out loud, name that situation before God. Then tell him, my hope is anchored in Christ, not in my circumstances. Let the weight fall on him. You were not made to carry this alone. The anchor has already been cast. Trust it. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.